We here, Joy. Oh, I messed up. Off. It's been so long. Damn.
It's been a minute,
Joy,
y'all.
Laughter, endless entertainment. It's all right, some shit today. You will hear some shit today.
Of course, more life.
Back on. It's your boy Marcus, man. It's been so long since we've been in the studio, and I apologize for that.
You know, the guys is out there getting their higher education, so we can't do that.
Hi.
Quentin here, Plessy here. Say
you know how
up.
That go?
Yeah, it's your boy.
And we got some special guests in here. We got a lot of guests in here today.
Got a gang in here.
Trying to join
squad
us.
Shit.
Bring some joy, laughter, and entertainment. Feel me? You know that's the vibes all around. So introduce yourselves a little bit.
So
wait, what does she mean? Finally, you trying to get on here for a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus, you playing?
I haven't been that long.
He Hollywood, bro.
She was trying to get on show for a minute. You was.
Oh, nah,
slow in the process.
Don't do that.
He Hollywood.
It was Quint's fault. I switched days on you a couple times.
Oh,
okay. Honestly.
Yeah,
I switched days on you a couple times.
Cause I was sleeping anyway.
All right, bad.
Gigi, Glass on the mic.
Gigi just walked in, feel me? Yo, Glass, don't talk to the people.
My name is Glass for Crossfield.
You weak. What happened?
Is that really it?
I mean,
talk to the ladies. A lot of cougars listen to this, so talk to them.
Shout out to my cougars.
Damn, that's it. That's all you got to say to the cougars.
Yeah, facts. Cougar.com. That's my thing, the little first and last name.
Grass from Crossville.
Facts.
Boo. Brianna.
Hi, I'm Brianna Brown, and I'm from New York, and I'm here to talk about 2018 and my goals for the year.
Okay. All right. Nikenji, you got to hop on the mic real quick. We doing a roundabout right now.
What I have to say?
Just tell the people who you are. Save it up.
It's G. I just finished another year of school.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Started my business this year, 2019.
Ooh.
Congrats.
We gonna jump into that.
More life.
So, boom, before we kick things off, you wanna give a special shout out to our sponsor, Box Water.
Box.
Okay.
Box.
They came through for us in October. Blessed us up with a couple packages, boxed water. You know, it's better for the environment in terms of, you know, you always find, like, plastic waste in our lakes and our rivers and stuff like that. And boxed water has a different approach, so they're trying to find a different way.
Good sponsor, good sponsor.
Bougie water,
yeah.
It ain't that bougie.
It is good enough.
Yeah,
it's up there with Fiji.
Yeah. I walked into my. I'm not even gonna front. I walked into my class with a boxed water. Everybody's like,
"Yo, you spent like $10 on a water bottle."
Yeah, my teacher even was like, "What is that?" I was like, oh, "Don't worry, don't worry about it for me."
Club.
Boxed water. But special shout out to them. Special shout out to the fans who stuck with us this long.
Yep.
We know y'all been waiting for it.
Y'all been living on the last 6 episodes. We got like 6 episodes.
Yeah. I just want to thank God, man. Y'all so faithful to us, man. I appreciate y'all.
It's been a couple people that wrote me like, yo, like, I've been listening to the same 6 episodes over and over. Yeah. And even me, I get tired of my voice, so I don't know how y'all doing that.
You get tired of your voice,
Marcus? He lying.
What's the facts on
it? I don't. But I really appreciate y'all for that. So we're going to jump right into it. Let's talk about 2018, man. How was y'all 2018?
How was your 2018?
Wow. My 2018 was the best year of my life. Word. Sheesh. So far.
Lord.
So far, we're in
2019. So far, I mean, like, because I'm expecting to see more years.
Of course.
Like,
More life.
But, feel me? I don't know. I felt like I found my purpose in 2018, feel me?
Which was?
Being me, you feel me? Type of thing.
Is it me?
Okay.
So, you feel me? I had a lot going on the past years before that. So, you feel me? God really showed himself, came through for me. It was prayed up a lot 2018, and a lot of big stuff happened, man. How about you?
My 2018 was calm. Feel me? I stacked up bread, realized some things that I should have realized a couple years ago, but it is what it is now. So we just moving. Feel me? Like,
Brianna. Oh no. Okay. Glass.
Nothing much really. I just finished a year of college.
Jeez. Oh, so I'm calm. Feel me?
Yeah,
calm degree, man.
Feel. All
right.
Let's go with Plessy. How you been?
Oh man, I've been good, man. Blessed to be here for another year. 2018 was different. I ain't gonna lie. Learned a lot of new things, you know. Mm-hmm. It's crazy out here, the things you learn, man. It's, you know, females is crazy. Family crazy.
Oh, we still using females? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm still using females in 2019.
Yo, for those
y'all liars.
For those of y'all who just tuned into the podcast, so this is y'all first episode. Quint have this thing where we can't say female because he thinks it's a substitute for bitches.
And it is, because I know what y'all niggas really want to say.
Nah. If I want to call a female bitch, I'm going to call her.
Yo, whoa, whoa.
What?
Oh. Hello, queens. That's Plessy. All the queens.
My queens know what's up. Shout out to all my females that wrote me waiting for a new episode.
Nah, someone
man.
Pissed
we
off Plessy, son.
Nah, we good.
We don't get into who pissed you off.
Shout out to Zay's, man. Yeah, she be tuning in.
Talk to us about your 2018.
Oh, my 2018 was a little crazy. For like 90% of it, I was really depressed. I had dropped out of college, took a semester off, and you know I wanted to just focus on like auditioning, acting, modeling, like you know the and you already know how that is in New York. Like that's not competitive. It's not realistic.
Nobody's giving you a chance, so.
Yeah.
And, you gotta kick the door down.
On some shit, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, I was not focused. I wasn't motivated. And then it took a lot of praying and a lot of this self-realization for me to actually get up and be like, okay, we can't make a repeat of 2018. Towards the end, I started getting up again and going to, like, castings, you know. The last thing I did for 2018 was, like, Cups and Combos. And
How was that?
What is that?
That was just a little like some YouTube show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
That was fun though.
Not big
enough.
I'm not gonna lie. Not to cut you off. You put me on to that.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I got to do that.
Must
before
be
then.
Nice.
You gotta talk about your experience there though.
Yeah. It was alright. Met some good people there.
Yeah.
So.
I met a lot of cool people. That's actually where I met my my man's now, and so we're living together now. And that's.
Oh, what happened? What?
That's going
you met your men in that show?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Cups and Combos.
I met a lot of people.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You should go to Cups and Combos.
I might need to.
No. That's not where you find a girl.
Oh, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
I saw a couple of episodes. Yeah, they different.
Nah, I went in there for me. On my Christian thing, feel me?
Oh, man.
Let me stop. I went in there on a Saturday. So first off, I go to church on Saturday. So God already wasn't happy with me.
Mm.
I pulled up in there. Things them was on me, man.
Interesting.
Must be nice.
But, I stayed focused, did what I had to do.
Yeah.
And got out of there.
What was y'all talking about?
It was a trap.
It was a trap. It was definitely a trap.
It was a real life thirst trap.
They was talking crazy. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. They
talking
was
talking spicy?
It was lit. It was lit, but they was talking spicy.
Mm. Yeah.
I just say that. How was your 2018?
So I'm new here. I'm a new guest. My name is Naf, as Raven was suggesting. But my 2018 was, it started out rocky towards the beginning. It was more like before the semester was about to begin, like they just, the school dropped all my courses for non-payment and stuff. And I was just like, okay, so, you know, let me see what's going on and shit. So I'm there, like, checking, and they're like, oh, the financial aid was there, all the payments was down and all that. So pretty much they stole my shit. That's my view of things. But I let it go. I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to hustle that much into getting into these classes. I can always take it the next semester. So what I did was, the way I picked myself back up was I started doing some acting. I did more going to the bar on Fridays, DJing. I'm also a DJ.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there was that. I was also, I'm doing like artworks as well, doing some digital artworks and shit. So like people were hitting me up, yo, when we gonna do this, that. I know a couple of people that wanted to do a comedy video, so I was like, all right, let's do it. Let's just, you know, record a few things. And after all that time, I was just like, all right, you know, it's pretty lit. So the next semester came in, and I'm in school. I'm still doing the DJ stuff. I'm still doing all this, and everybody, I got like more clients now. Everybody's hitting me up.
But were you saying that financially you took your money and you're now trying to get it back?
I mean, I didn't pay it, so it wasn't like.
So you try to get over the system.
I'm just like, you know what? Fuck the system. I'm gonna just continue doing me. I'm gonna just do whatever I can. Yeah, because it's like, if you try and then you can't really, you could do something about it. Yeah. But if they're gonna keep cutting ass on you and be like, nah, you can't, and I'll be like, I'm not gonna stress it. I'm gonna just keep doing me. So that's what I've been doing. And just recently I did like a few company parties from like NBC and all these people.
Shout out to Downplay. You know, I just did a couple parties.
I was just at Rock Nation.
You know, Travis Scott was there.
He was dying.
No, he wasn't. That's pretty good.
Everybody making moves.
Yeah, everybody sounded like they had a pretty eventful 2018. That's really good though. Feel me? That's great. So, y'all talked about the good. What was the worst part of y'all 2018?
Worst part?
Yeah.
Spending money, bro. I don't know why everything costs bread, bro. Like, I can't even afford to be poor, bro. I gotta buy bus fare. Like,
go ahead. All right, let's say it.
You gotta buy bus fare. You gotta buy food for the crib. You gotta buy, like, a whole bunch of stuff that you don't even think you need until you get money. And it's like, bro.
Shit, bro.
I spend the money that I don't have. Like, you got that app that tells you how much money you spend a month. It's like, you spent $3,400. Bro, I make minimum wage.
I throw my receipts out. I'm not trying to look at that. That gives me
mad
angry.
Depression. Like, yeah, like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I think that's everybody.
Must be nice. What are you spending $3,000?
I wish I could tell you. It would be fun if, like, I could have, like, a list of things. I'm like, okay, I know where my money's going to. But at this point, it's just like, Uber has, like, 60%. a bunch of food. Yeah, like. Ridiculous. I'm gonna get better though in 2019. That's my goal.
I think that should be everybody's goal to budget better for 2019.
For real.
Savings account.
Yeah.
Saving account. I'd be dipping in my savings account too. Like, that ain't nothing but another credit. Like, I ain't nothing. Like, oh, not into the credit? Okay. To the savings.
Touch it though, and then it's like you
need that money though.
Something in the checking, and you're just like, fuck, I gotta dip
a little
bit. I need
to live,
survive.
Anybody else had anything terrible?
Terrible.
Unless you happen to your 2018, bro, because the queens have seemed to.
Yeah. I love my queens. The worst thing that happened to me for 2018, I lost my grandma. That was the worst thing that happened to me.
Damn, dogs.
Good looking. Other than that, just, you know, realizing that, you know, you are different from other people, and you don't have the same heart as other people, and you just gotta take it day at a time, you know, because you're not gonna be here forever.
That's a fact. You know
what I mean? So,
what do you mean in terms of other people not like you?
I mean, I just hate liars, bro. Like,
yo, who pissed off Plessy?
Bro, this shit don't make no sense, bro.
I mean,
what lie were you told?
Yeah, you speaking to your fans. These, right now,
like, all
right,
it was a female, right?
A young lady.
Young lady, right? So mind you, you know, I'm trying to be the gentleman. You know, I don't wanna live this style life, you feel me? Like, it's not me no more. So I'm being respectful.
I'm on my Dolly Presley.
Damn.
So I'm being respectful. She's saying, I asked her, when's the last time, you know, you've been intimate, you know? Because that's important. Certain things you gotta know.
Why do you have to know that? That's a different question. That's a different question for a different time, though. That's a different question.
What you mean? You asked it.
Yeah, but why do you have to know a girl? I'm not going to flex. I want to know, too, but I'm just doing this.
Yeah, because, you know, it depends how you move it. You know, like, if you out here just, you know, dying, you know, or you respecting yourself, I need to know these things. You
can't die and respect yourself?
Yeah. You just got to be honest.
All right, that's valid.
No. But who are you to say whether she's...
What?
What?
Marcus is really fronting right now. This is not him, bro.
If she's been 2019 has changed.
If she's been intimate recently...
What, right?
If she was intimate recently, that doesn't make her a hoe, though.
No, it doesn't. And when I ask questions, I don't judge. You understand?
Oh, okay, okay.
All right.
Then yeah. Why ask?
But just if curious,
cause,
I guess.
Cause I would like to
stop
know.
Jumping Plessy. My son is trying to defend himself.
I'm just saying, like, I want, because if you ask me, I'm going to be
hate,
honest
why
with
do,
you.
Why do you hate women?
I don't hate them. I was raised by all females. I don't hate them. So she told me, mind you, we in school. You feel me? So in my mindset, I'm single, you know. I'm not serious with nobody. I'm just trying to get nasty. So then, if I'm trying to get nasty, I'm gonna be honest, and you gotta be honest with me. But she told me she haven't had sex in like a year. You understand? And she's Muslim, so I respected her ethnicity or religion. You understand?
Okay.
I'm sitting here having an open-minded conversation. Like, you know, I'm like, trying to be the gentleman.
Like, we shouldn't be saying stuff like this.
I'm
Plessy. What's
all,
your Instagram?
All I can
say
do is take what she tell me.
Say your Instagram. Because
King Plessy _.
Okay,
yeah. All I can say.
Go get him.
All I can say, you know, all I can do is be honest. So she said, yeah. And so then a couple of days go by. I wake up to moans. Mind you, I live in a dorm room. So I'm waking up to moans.
Wait.
Yeah, it got real. Like 9 in the morning, I'm waking up to moans.
I beg your pardon.
So my man's is next door killing something. I'm like, you know, shout out to my boy. That's my young boy.
Big ups to the dogs, them.
I love this nigga. So then I walk out. I'm like, what's that, bro? What happened? Like, you waking me out of my sleep.
Don't you think that's kind of your fault?
How's kind of...
Mind your business.
What you mean? You waking me up.
What you asking questions for?
Balls is banging. Like, what you doing? So all then, right. You know, we had a bro moment. So then, he like, yo, that's that Muslim shorty.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you refer to?
But you're single.
Oh, yeah. I ain't taking it to heart, you feel me? But don't lie, you feel me? You feel me? Just say.
Wait, are you sure it was her though?
Yeah, it was her.
How do you know?
There's more than one Muslim girl on campus.
Yeah, I know. Bro.
So you're saying all Muslims look alike, sir?
Whoa.
No, not at all.
King Plessy underscore.
We had the Carfax. You feel me? We had the proof. Yeah, we had the Carfax. We got the pictures, convos. You know
the pictures. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, it was different.
Oh.
So then you know. Come to find out, my man's cracking someone I was trying to be respectful towards. So, you know, it's just like, damn. You can't be the nice guy all the time. You feel me? It's just lying, bro. So that just rubbed me the wrong way. Because I was just going to respect her, honestly. Like, now you're a dub. Now we doing you dirty.
She thought you were going too slow.
How you feel about that,
Maybe,
Raven?
Yeah. But it's like, what you want me to do, you know? I'm trying to do the right thing. You know, work. Now I'm on my bullshit.
Welcome back to the club, bro. Welcome back to the club.
What does that mean? Is he starting?
Of course.
Yeah, but
back to the filthy whore waves.
Oh my goodness.
She hasn't done nothing in a year, correct?
I get tired of dying, though. Like,
honestly, boo-hoo.
I get tired, bro.
Cry me a river.
Can't be dying all day.
Get a load of this guy.
You say can't be thawing all day.
I'm a one-woman man, so I can't be, you know. Aww. It takes too much energy for me.
I feel you. Can't relate, but I feel you.
I'm not gonna be sitting here talking to 3-4 girls all day. Like, just give me one, I'm good. I'll hold it down.
I feel you. So that's your 2019 goal? Get you one shorty and just
cool. No, I'm dubbing them. I'm celibate.
Oh, okay.
I'm going celibate for 2019. Let's see how long this lasts, though.
Oh,
good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I went celibate before, you know.
For how long?
So glad that we all.
For like 9 months.
Oh. 9 months.
How was that?
Wait, did you try to be celibate or you just like nothing was coming in?
Oh. Nah, I tried.
Were you an incel?
I tried. Nothing was coming in. I'm like, let me focus on myself because I'm at the point where I don't want to waste no female time. You understand? So I'm not about to sit here.
Mature.
Yeah, no, I'm not about to sit here.
No more wasting girls' time 2019.
Yeah, facts. Like, if I don't got nothing to offer you, I'm not about to sit here.
I mean, really, though,
time.
If you're wasting a girl's time, you're also wasting your own time.
Exactly. Because you invest. You invest time, energy, money.
Don't
you
waste
understand?
Nobody's time, 2019.
Invest what?
Money.
Yeah, facts.
Into who?
Money.
Into who?
Nah, you got to. Even if you don't want to, or it just happened. Bro, it happened.
So you never took a girl on a date before?
Oh no, of course. I'm just saying. I'm talking about.
Yeah, bro, you cold for 2019. No.
I said I wasn't spending money. She can't eat. Bro, I wasn't spending money. Period. First of all, wait. Y'all talking about girls y'all just talk to? Like y'all be spending money on girls y'all just talk to?
Bro, if she a hood booger, you treat her as a hood booger. If she a regular female.
What do you
female,
mean? I love my hood boogers. Y'all see what I be talking about?
You said my hood
boogers.
Y'all
talking about ladies? I mean, where you from? You be hood, classy, whatever. You gonna get treated the same way.
Oh, man.
Not get no money either side. Mm-mm. You hear me? Either
way. I mean, isn't our nature? Wait. Isn't our nature?
We're here to provide.
We're here to provide. You feel me? If I'm gonna link with you, I'm not about to... We're not about to do nothing. We gotta do something.
Wait, so you don't pay when you're talking?
Madam, please. Anyway, so next subject, Raven. How? What was your lowest moment of 2018?
Probably the most dramatic shit that happened was like, I had towards the end of the year, well, not even towards the end. It was like maybe around September. I had broke up with my ex, and my ex was living with me.
Hmm.
At the time when I was with my ex, we were living together. Now, we broke up. I met this new guy.
Mm.
My ex was harassing.
Plus, he felt that one.
Yeah, I felt that.
The new guy.
As he should.
Mm-hmm. No, like, he hit him up on some threatening shit.
Oh.
She tried getting his coat out here. I'm not doing it. She's wild.
So, wait, I got dragged into that.
So, wait, your ex-boyfriend hit up your new nigga?
Yeah. That sounds like some mean shit. On some shit, like, leave her alone. Don't talk to her no more. And he was like... He responded, but she was just with me and she's gonna be with me again. And I was like, are you fucking serious?
Wait.
How childish is this?
How did you feel when your ex wrote your new nigga? Do you still got feelings for your ex nigga?
Don't get her impersonated.
You know, what you mean? You got
next question.
Come
on.
Plead the fifth.
You got feelings for your ex nigga, right? Then you got your new nigga defending you like she with me right now. Like, how does that make you feel?
Like? No, yeah, like I was glad that he was defending me and he was like willing to fight. Like, I was like, you know, that's important. Like, can you fight? Like,
what?
I'm not gonna put you in the situation.
2019, respect the curve, man.
Yo,
respect the curve.
How long you was with your ex for?
4 years.
And you guys were living together.
So obviously you have some feelings. Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come on now.
That's my best friend. That's like family is not the same.
That's like the worst.
It was just like I was very mad and I was very frustrated because I felt like he was trying to like ruin anything that could have possibly happened for me. And I felt like, well, then you're not really trying to see me happy if you're trying to do this. Mm-hmm. And that's what he constantly kept telling me. He was like, I want to see you happy. I want to see you happy. I'm like, yeah, but you really don't because you're being selfish.
Who ran down on who?
What are you talking about?
Your new niggas bagged you
end,
or you?
In the end, nobody fought nobody. Like, but my ex had messaged him on Instagram.
No, he was asking who bagged who. Like, did your new nigga bag you or did you bag your new nigga? It was like a mutual thing.
No, he bagged me.
Mutual.
Yo, plus he don't feel good about this conversation at all. Sorry.
So ran down.
I feel you, bro.
I missed part of the comment. I miss a large part of. What y'all was talking about?
I went
to the car to get some cherry chapstick.
No, Marcus can't be in here.
Why did you mention a flavor? It's just chapstick.
It's very important. You got the ladies know.
That's odd.
Whatever. But what happened? Your ex wrote your current boyfriend. Okay, I understand that. What's the issue? Y'all don't like that?
What?
Nobody said it was an issue. We was just trying
Marcus,
to find
have you
out.
Done something like that before? See, Mike?
I do.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you know what he ended up doing, though? My ex, he called my parents to tell my parents that my new guy threatened him.
Oh, no, that's beast.
That's so crazy.
That's strategy, first of all.
That's evil.
Wait, what?
Is he go with your parents? Oh, that's good.
My question
yeah,
is...
Yeah, that was a good move.
My question
good.
Is...
That was a good chess move.
Fuck me up.
What did you...
Fuck me up.
What did you tell your new nigga to do? Like, you ain't telling him to stop? Like,
I told him just to, like...
Like, you got 4 years with your ex. Like, you gotta have some type of...
Wait, what did your new nigga say about you still living with your ex, though?
He wasn't insecure, so he wasn't, like, insecure about it.
You got an alpha.
I missed all of this. What?
You got an alpha. That's cool.
He was very secure. But, you know, it worked out anyway.
Shit. Could y'all do that?
Could I?
What?
Yeah, I mean...
What? Like, as men,
if your girl's living with her ex, you're going to be okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, at the
You say yeah?
Look, yeah, because I think they look bro. No. There is the one thing I've learned about 2018 is I can only control myself. Facts. Yeah. No matter how much, the only way I can stop a girl from cheating is to kill her.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Oh my god!
And I'm not going to jail for no show.
Wait. You so if jail, or like if you were to go to jail, you would do it?
No. First, okay. I'm not going to jail for no.
So you're a murderer.
You're a murderer. No, I said the only way to stop somebody from cheating is to kill them because I have no control over what
they're
going to
do. They're going to do regardless.
I can send you money. I can buy you whatever you want. At the end of the day, if you want to cheat, you're going to cheat.
Shit. So, only when she's not around you, yeah.
You feel me? So shit. If you live with your ex, whether you live with your ex or you don't live with your ex, you can still cheat at the end of the day. So I'm only like,
he wasn't playing either because he was like, basically, we moved in together type shit. Like, I'm with him every day.
Shit, listen here. Like, I'm not cool with none of that. Call it insecure. Call it whatever you want. I'm not cool with none of that.
I don't think it's insecure. I think just some people just understand things differently. Some people.
There's boundaries as well, though.
So
I can understand all of that and still not be okay with it, though. If it was roles reversed, you're living with your ex-girlfriend. We're done. No.
Yeah,
I'm gonna physically move your ex from my new premises.
Wait, so my question, your ex never tried nothing after the fight?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you. Like, you never, for me,
they never came and crossed paths in person.
No, I'm talking about, you staying at the house with your ex.
He never tried nothing?
No.
Like, he was never cooking breakfast or nothing?
Yeah, I missed that old thing.
He was out. You know what I mean? He was doing his own thing after that.
Shoot. I still see what's up.
So he was like, bring a girl to the crib while you was there? That'd be beast.
No, he would never do that.
Nah, yeah, he's wild.
He respected me.
All right, cool. Never. But isn't it kind of the same thing if she has a boyfriend?
What you mean?
Like, why can't he do his thing?
But you wouldn't bring him back to the house.
I mean, I even said at the time, like, that he was still there.
Nikenji, get a mic. I need you on here.
Stop.
I need you to get on the mic, man. I need that input that you Albany.
Oh, man. Ooh. Mm.
My input is not sourced from the university at all.
How you feel on that, Nikenji?
Can someone get her a mic?
Yeah. Glass piece. All right. Would you be okay? If you were in her predicament, would you be okay with that? Like, staying with your ex but having another boyfriend, or if roles were reversed.
All right, so I'm away at school, and I transferred from a school in Michigan to Albany. And when I went to Michigan, I was dating somebody in New York. And then over a year, I ended up basically with somebody else. So I went to Albany. Me and the dude broke up, and I was talking to somebody at Albany. Mm-hmm. But then I started talking to my ex again. So then it was almost a similar situation. It was really up to the dude if he wanted to trust me, because you don't know what I'm doing. You feel me? At
That's
all.
A fact.
I'm in Albany. I have my own apartment. Like, you don't know what I'm doing ever at all. So, like, bless you. Feel
it. No.
You don't know what I'm doing. Like, that's just it. It's simple.
Wow.
But, I mean, if the roles were reversed, it's a dub.
Nah, I had a.
So that, but for that reason, I wouldn't expect anybody to want to do that with me. I'm not gonna expect you to trust me because you don't have to.
Oh, so you mean like they're doing it on their own? Like, you trust
if you decide to, then sure, choosing to, cool. Yeah. Like, you know, you pick your poison, but I'm not doing that with you.
Yeah, and she's right though, because I've had a lot of people not fuck with me because even though I wasn't with my ex was still living at my house at the time, and people just got scared off and didn't want to like deal with that baggage, which I understood. And you don't owe me anything, so you know.
Sure, I had a girl who was going away for college. I broke up with her.
As you should.
As you should.
What did you talk about after that?
That's a shame. You made the. That's a business decision.
Yo, bro. Because when I went away to school, man, and I see those boyfriends from out of town come in,
bro. I'm like,
to the
dorm, bro.
Spending 3-day weekends. Oh my god, bro. I felt so bad.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie.
Oh man,
I ain't even
gonna
lie.
You don't even know.
I ain't even gonna give too much detail.
Bro, that first year in college was wild.
Your girlfriend getting dog. Why you taking a 5-hour trip, bro?
Yo, my first year of college, I met this girl. For me, not too much information because she tunes in.
She tunes in.
Hey, mamas.
Yo, why go on? For me, but
Last queen.
I can't even say too much. Sheesh, I've already said too much.
Oh, but, man.
Yo, first week, matter of fact, I moved out to school. I went to OCC. She went to Syracuse University. I moved in about a week and a half early because I had an apartment. And I went to SU, met her, / that means sex.
Oh, really? For the folks at home that don't know, / translates.
So we did what we had to do. We did what we had to do a couple times more. And then
I feel like you're saying far too much.
No.
We're someone who can't say too much.
Right. Like,
but whole time, come to find out, but she was with a dude that she was with for 7 years, and he would travel by bus,
different
by bus from I can't even say the state.
Get
but
his
by
playlist
bus,
ready.
Feel me to see her, and that she was still feel me.
Yeah,
be
bro.
Living devious.
Different. Yeah,
and it's just like, damn.
That first year
world.
Of college opened up my eyes, bro.
Oh, man. Because
I remember one time he was at a party, bro. Not even a party. It was like a Thirsty Thursday kind of thing. You feel me? When niggas got alcohol in the joints. Yo, shorty came out the bathroom with two of my bros.
Oh, my Lord.
Slapped off, you feel me? Then got on FaceTime with her man to complain about how he's not coming to see her. I was like, yo.
We're not going to sit here and bash any female that express herself sexually while she's away at school.
Who was bashing?
Oh, I'm not bashing. No, we're going to bash the cheating, though.
No, because it's a lie.
We know. The cheating is wrong.
But by all means, if you're going to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but they just be cheating, bro. Like,
plus, let's not act like you're not a whore, too.
Come on, no. I'm not. Not no more. I was in a relationship recently.
Dang.
Recently.
So, wait, you don't talk about the relationship, but you talk about the chick you wanted to... Okay.
Yeah, cause she turned my dog back on. You feel me? Like,
she hurt you. 2018 hurt.
Nah. We were our separate ways mutually. It was good, but you know she turned my dog back on. Every time I'm not in a relationship, I gotta turn it back on.
Good job, you know? But yeah.
I mean,
I don't know how to follow that.
I'm just saying, like,
that dog
when you was
thing,
on and off, when you was on and off with Queen B, you know.
Yo.
Let's
we don't mention names.
I mean, we got previous episodes. We already did that.
What you mean? I wasn't doing. Wait, hold up. I wasn't moving. My dog wasn't on.
Your dog wasn't on, but it was it.
Yo, Glass, how's 2018, bro?
Yo,
Glass, how was your 2018, bro?
Went a lot better than Plessy's, apparently.
You try to get me killed.
What you
here,
mean?
Like,
let's
my
talk
dog,
facts.
My dog wasn't for me. For
it
me.
Wasn't on, but it's
Marcus is a faithful man.
Exactly.
For the fact.
I know, he is faithful. I seen him turn down a lot of females.
Chill.
What?
Nah, for real, I'm in an on and off relationship that I'm committed to.
Nah, for real, he is committed.
He is committed.
It's hard to explain. It's on when it's off. No,
yeah.
That's not what I say. I say it's good.
It's good.
It's bad.
It's good.
Yeah, same thing. Anyway,
whatever.
My son Glass had an interesting story to tell. So
I did not, but
okay. So I was just okay.
So still talking about 2018. What do you guys think was like some of the craziest? Like, what in your opinion is like, yo, that was crazy in terms of like hip hop, the media, what's happening in the world.
Yeah, I actually do want to talk about Cardi and Nicki fighting, because you know what? I wish that Cardi would have whooped that ass, and I wish
I wish
that her and Hennessy Cash hurt together.
She's just so spicy.
That's a Bronx beatdown.
Yeah.
that's nasty. Bronx beatdown.
I heard Cardi left with a knot though.
Yeah, but
from the security, not from just so it's known, the I Heard Some Shit podcast has no stake in who wins over the Cardi.
Actually,
Nicki.
I got bread on Cardi.
Oh,
why is that?
And what's your IG, sir?
Nah, for real, I don't see it for me. It's just
the Nicki stands be coming.
It's just because
the Barbies, they are coming.
It's called the Barbs, but okay.
Oh, wow. Man, bro.
You know.
Yeah. Someone's invested.
Man,
tell
us more, sir.
I ain't know.
It's that OVO connection.
I don't like to get too much into women, feel me, drama, but it's just that Nicki does a lot. I feel like she realized, you know, her decline is near. And she's going down, and Cardi.
Really?
Even though Cardi don't really write her stuff, Cardi is what's happening.
It's not a fact, though.
And
I
she
think
realizes
that. Nicki's
that.
Actually very talented, and she's gonna continue to make great music. It's just that she's a hater.
Yeah, I don't get the beef though. Yeah, because she is, bro.
And if you're gonna hate on people, then you're gonna automatically fall.
Who's the original queen though? Let's talk facts.
Oh my god.
She's a female.
Lil Kim.
Yeah, but that you can't say that because that's her. That's
who?
A different era.
Who y'all said with the queen?
That's a different era.
Queen Latifah.
Nikki's the queen of this era.
Hey Glass, the door is.
Oh, this era.
Yeah, we can. That's what a lot of people got confused with. That.
This era. No, everybody. It's not an issue with Nikki being the queen of this era. That's fine. Yeah. I just don't get why she can't elevate other women up with her. You feel me? Like,
listen,
I don't get the beef with
her. That's not her job. Her job is to be an artist.
You the queen.
Nah, her job is to be the artist.
Let Cardi be the princess.
If you're like tearing people down as opposed to just allowing people to flourish. Now, nobody, she don't have to carry people on her back.
You feel me?
But you don't got to tear people down to get where you're going at all.
Because you're already the queen. Yeah, like. Yeah. No one's coming for your crown.
But that's what a lot of people get confused. Like, just because they a king or queen of their era doesn't mean they're king or queen of all eras. Just like Jacquees said it. Jacquees said it perfectly clear. He said, "I'm the king of this genre, this era."
And that's bullshit.
Of this era.
That's bullshit.
Yo, first of all,
I mean,
Jacquees said it.
Hold on. Jacquees happens to be.
Don't do that.
Jacquees happens to be. Number two on my list of people to beat up on.
Oh my god!
When I'm famous,
Jacquees isn't
number
even
one,
the employee of the month.
Number
of
one,
R&B. First
number
and
one
foremost. Let's just get that out the way.
What about the
you
the
mad at Vic Mensa?
Yeah, I gotta beat
Mensa. Speaking of King, can we talk about
Mensa? Yeah, I gotta beat him up.
What's wrong?
Man, what about Ebro? You hate Ebro?
Ebro is number two, son.
Oh my god!
Jacquees is number three.
Listen, I don't. Plus, you don't hate nobody. Jacquees.
So if you see them right now, you swinging?
On Ebro, yes.
Bro, do y'all know Marcus, bro?
No, don't do that.
No,
I was raised in a Seventh-day Adventist home. No, let me tell y'all something. Don't do that.
Do you bring those same efforts to the streets, Marcus?
I wasn't. I was a deacon in my church.
In which church?
New Life Seventh-day Adventist.
Wait, deacon for real?
I was a deacon, bro.
Nah.
I promise you.
You have to go through like mad paperwork, though.
No, not paperwork. I was just picking up money because my mom was the head deaconess. Facts. Just talk facts right now. And I was in
the
choir.
You was in
who's
choir?
I was in New Life.
All of this was happening,
I was a tenor. Facts.
You was a what?
Tenor.
Sir, please.
Y'all want to hear something?
Lord.
Nah. I get to sing
in but, there. You know, that's his opinion. You understand? He's not the king of, because there's a lot of artists, R&B, male artists that still.
Speaking of which,
there.
Who's y'all king of R&B since we're on this conversation right now? Anybody say R. Kelly in here, gotta get out, though. I'm not even trying.
Why can't it be R. Kelly? I'm not saying it is.
Is that your king?
She was serious.
I'm just
asking. She was watching that R. Kelly documentary last night.
The R. Kelly documentary came out last night.
Yeah,
his wife was talking about how she was trapped in the closet, and I found that so ironic because it was like. He literally locked her up, and she had to ask permission to come outside and ask for food and shit.
How many scandals we gotta go through for us to forgive?
Forgive
great
who?
Music.
Forgive who? Bro,
forgive?
It's
he
not,
peed
it's not
on a girl.
Bro,
boy.
Here's my issue with this. Because adults knew what he was doing.
This is
since
problem.
We were kids, and y'all was letting us sing songs
now.
In graduations? Are you kidding me?
Man, listen.
Bro, no. Because when we was watching on the Boondocks, bro, I know y'all remember
what
this episode.
What
and then y'all was like, oh. Y'all was like, oh, the girl was old enough to understand. As a kid, I'm like, oh, maybe she was old enough to understand. I wasn't 14 at the time, so I was like, maybe 14-year-olds do understand, like, if I wanted to get peed on, I could get peed on. Bro, oh, that nigga was in his 30s peeing on kids, bro.
That's
and y'all was letting us sing songs like that in graduation?
That's a scandal.
I ain't gonna lie. I did sing R. Kelly's
song. We can't control that.
Who didn't?
Every graduation was R. Kelly.
That was my shit.
I said that in kindergarten, though.
That was my
shit. You said that. That's crazy because you was in my graduating class. Facts.
She probably had the solo.
I think she did. That's the funniest part.
But we buy the music. We don't buy the him.
Bro, what are you saying?
We don't buy
the
him.
We don't buy him.
What are you saying?
We support the music. We don't support
but
him as a
person. We are supporting him
as a person.
Money.
You gotta support him if you support the music.
Yeah, but
King
yeah,
Plushy underscore
we
King Plushy.
Damn. Who are we? We can't judge his actions.
Oh, yes, I can.
I definitely can when you're
I
peeing on
kids.
Plessy.
No. All the scandals in the world.
Yo, let me say something.
We still.
Let me say something.
What?
you willing to be so forgiving of R. Kelly makes me suspicious.
Oh, man.
What do you have to tell us?
All I'm saying is I'm supporting the music. I could care less what you do. Off oh, the, you can off care less. Song.
So if that's your daughter, that's your daughter. He pee on your daughter. Man, listen. Are you still bumping?
Let's talk this shit. Oh, anyway. Like, what are you talking about? Like, come on.
King Plessy
no
underscore.
He's not doing that shit now.
Yeah, what you mean?
No reason to
You've been a sicko since then, bro.
How many sickos we got in this world?
And they need to go, too. What you mean?
Man, listen.
Yo,
when King, it's like, come on. I'm not even going to go in.
King Plessy underscore. So, that's all I'm going to say for them. So they can know. They can
it's
know
like, it's like you mad at a vegetarian. A vegetarian being mad at you.
Vegetarians
you
don't pay
chicken.
On kids, bro. And if they do, they go to jail.
You eating a chicken in front of them. They're going to be tight. Like, damn, you just body bagged that chicken.
Yo,
like,
yo,
somebody,
is the engineer
you know
in the room? So we could cut his mic off?
Come on, bro.
So you just body bagged that chicken?
Plessy.
A vegetarian going to be bad.
Yo, mic break. Yo, mic break, Plessy.
I was trying to get
mic break.
Bro,
let's move on. R. Kelly, he's wrong for doing
no,
his
he
doing.
Not, bro. He not wrong, bro?
He not
wrong for
what?
Not being the king.
Wait.
He could be the king of R&B.
He's not the king, bro. Especially not over Usher. I'm not giving him that.
All right, so.
I'm not giving him that.
What you mean? You could be the king.
Over Usher?
Over Usher, I'm not giving him that.
I won't give it to Usher either.
Usher been a god since he was like 12.
A god,
did you
please.
See Usher's there's new one. Hairstyle?
Thank you.
There's one god, sir, please.
It's not Drake.
Did you see Usher's new hairstyle?
One more time. That's who was not.
What? That's weird. Drake is like my friend. It's like that's oh like me God. Saying that's like me saying Plessy or Quint is like y'all my niggas like for me.
Did
Drake
you
is
see?
My son.
Did you see Usher's new hairstyle?
Oh my God! Yo. Don't come for my auntie. Okay?
Oh my God! Thank you. I'm glad you said auntie.
That shit looks crazy.
Leave her alone.
Because I don't know who's worse, him or Young Jock. I don't know.
I feel like one of the biggest stories of 2018 is my big bro 6ix9ine, man.
Yeah,
and it's
bro.
Really it's really sad to see what happened to him because I'm not even gonna front.
You sad?
I'm
really?
Not even gonna front.
You not wait. You defend R. Kelly, but not 6ix9ine, bro.
Bro, all I said is are you really sad after all the trolling that happened?
I'm really sad.
Wait,
and
so we shouldn't feel sorry for 6ix9ine, but we should feel sorry for R. Kelly.
No, I'm not saying that. Though. I'm not saying that. I didn't say that.
What'd you say?
I feel bad. We don't wish jail on nobody. You understand? Like
what I'm saying is, I feel like. For me, I try to say like a whisper, a little prayer every time I think about my son 6ix9ine because he was a genius.
Yo,
the way
bro.
He marketed himself was amazing. Like the tattoos all over his body, the colorful hair. Yeah, that's crazy. But what are we talking about?
I mean,
how
he
crazy
did that before he was famous though. So he
no,
was always
he,
crazy.
He did it on the rise though.
Yeah,
like when he was over in Ukraine. And then that's what people was talking about. Oh, the guy with 6ix9ine all over his body. That's great marketing right there. Like,
his trolling was genius, bro.
Yeah, his trolling was genius.
He knew he was never going to have to go to no fights, you feel me? He was doing everything he had to
and
do.
And then when he was dancing with his security guards all around him, that topped it. I was like, nah, I really... This
he's
dude.
A king troll, bro.
But that's and everybody who encountered
serious
him,
case, though.
Everybody who encountered him
his
said...
His case is crazy because everybody knew he wasn't gangbanging, bro.
He's
everybody
not,
knew
though.
He wasn't like that.
But what do you expect, though? Everybody's like, oh, you're not like that. You're not like that.
Yeah, it's like... I don't get how he got that charge, though.
That's crazy.
Right. It's also association.
Because that charge
changed
that
law that anybody by association was just like getting taken down.
But the thing is...
That charge was for mobsters though. That wasn't for
when the feds
bangers.
Want you to find a way.
Yeah, bro. I don't get it, son. Cause it wasn't even like he was like a real like real life banger. There was like
you don't
oh,
know
shot,
that
somebody killed. I was like, bro,
you don't know that.
Everybody in Brooklyn knew 6ix9ine was not like that.
You don't know
bro, every single bro. When we used to go to when Bloods and Crips used to link up with him, niggas knew. That's why niggas wasn't beefing. You feel me? Cause it was like, yo, bro, this nigga really just not about the banging shit. He just about the music. So we just gonna come together for the music. And we gonna chill out. You feel me? Nobody was really about to go bang with this nigga. Like, come on.
I think in court they
he
should
look
bring
like a
up-
killer.
I think in court they should bring up the fact that he brought peace.
OD, mad peace.
He made everybody, it was Crip dudes singing his Blood songs. He brought the Bloods and Crips together in the music video. I think I should show up to his court date.
Honestly,
I think I should speak on his behalf because
he doing more for the people than
what
Martin
you gonna
Luther King.
Do for him?
I'm gonna put that on God.
What did you say?
He doing more for the people than Martin Luther King ever did.
Yo, my.
I put that on the gang.
What just happened?
What's your Instagram?
What just happened?
What's your Instagram, bro?
I don't have Instagram, sir.
What just happened? Oh, y'all not gonna say nothing. Oh, y'all gonna let this rock.
Now, his Facebook is. his can, Facebook is.
I got facts to back this up.
Oh, no, my God.
I got facts to back this up. More facts against you.
I'm not doing
what has Martin Luther King ever done for his people?
Oh, my God. It's 2019.
Yo, Marcus,
happy New Year. I can't keep it straight face. I'm wild.
Marcus, can we go to commercial right now?
Please. Finish what you say. Say it.
I mean, we won't have this conversation. Yeah, like, no, I'm joking. I'm dead joking.
Yeah, say you're joking again. Huh? Say you're joking.
I'm really joking.
I hope.
Just free 6ix9ine. We don't wish jail nobody. Except Instagram.
Except R. Kelly. Instagram. Robert Kelly. Let's step forward, sir.
Instagram miss you. You know.
Let's jump on into this Kanye and Drake thing.
What even is
my
that,
God,
son?
That's still going on?
Yeah, Kanye be blacking every other day on Twitter.
Marcus,
son.
Can we get a rundown since you know that's your man's?
I don't know where to begin.
He didn't call you yet?
Need to phone a friend?
I could have saw you told me he called you, bro.
It's a lot that, you know, we can't really speak about. But,
wow.
What I can say is what you guys already know is, you know, information was disclosed. You know,
you keep it very vague.
Kanye took it to, you know, blah blah blah. All this other stuff happened.
But why he mad that Drake is following Kim on Instagram?
Oh, I mean, Drake is being petty in a sense.
Is he though?
Drake is like petty king.
Yeah.
I mean,
they say
let's
he's a
not,
Gemini.
No way, I'm a Gemini too. Don't do that.
Oh, that makes mad sense.
Don't
actually.
Do that.
I get it.
I don't believe in these signs stuff.
Yeah, anymore. I don't.
You
don't
astrology?
That's
so weird. I don't get when people say that though.
I don't believe
it's
in signs
like,
either.
It's like y'all on a floating rock surrounded by suns and stars.
Because of
and
God.
And you don't believe in.
Because of.
And what does your God make?
I'm not about to sit here and focus on
what does
what
your God
you
make.
When I'm trying to get
what
to
is
know
what did God make? Stars, planets, energy. You feel me? Like
I mean, does that really correlate to my actions though?
Sometimes
I feel like those zodiac readings are just stuff you want to hear.
You said, "Damn,
today would be a great day."
Why are you so mad? That's that Leo shit.
Hold on, what'd you say, Raven? What'd you say?
I'm gonna just be like, listen, star placement doesn't define me.
Exactly.
I feel you. Okay.
I don't like that question. Like, what's your sign? I'm like.
I really
don't. Ask the
question.
I don't follow it. Team Aries.
But you know what the Aries is? My Aries. God.
April?
Of course, April 3rd, bro. Fire signs. Love all fire signs.
Imagine like April 4th. Stupid.
I'm a Gemini. I'm a Gemini just like Kodak. Let's get it.
April 11th.
Typical Gemini.
Shout out to Kodak Black. That's my son.
Who you got winning that fight though?
That new album. Shout out to that new album, Dying to Live.
What, in a fight?
Not a fight. I'm just saying between the two. Like, who you got in that?
I mean, there's nobody to have. Kanye's beefing with himself.
That's how I feel too. Like
he's writing ranting. Himself all the time. He's like, "Why would you do this to me?" Hello, Drake. I'm speaking to you, man. How could you say no 350s or something like that? Like it's just like a bro. Like you're talking.
Yo, he really fresh Travis for that, son.
He said no 350s.
And then Drake is treating him like how you treat. I'm sorry to use this example. How you treat your girl? Like you know, she just. Babbling about some dumb stuff. You just like let her yell with herself. Like go yell at yourself. So like no, that's
she crazy.
Oof.
Explains the on and off though. So.
Jeez.
Oh,
wow.
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Be old man.
Wow. Shit. Maybe it is me. Yeah. And you guys are supposed to be my friends. That's crazy.
Of course, I'm supposed to tell you the truth, bro.
It's cool.
There's always room for improvement on your communication skills. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I have a degree.
Oh, she felt that. She felt that.
Who that? That's you in the corner. That's you?
That was me.
Miss Brianna Brown.
Anyways. Damn.
Damn, it's something about communication, though. Like,
we got to improve that in 19, though.
We got to. Come on, like.
2019 feels like a good year, though, for communication. I feel like it's less. Like nothing has to be explained. Everything is just like in movement now.
Like, yeah, like
you feel me? Just gotta
I don't
do what
understand.
You gotta do. Like,
right. What's been moving for the last?
No.
You caught somebody catch.
I just got here.
Like I feel like there was a lot of like explanation on what you're supposed to be doing last year. It was like, okay, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do like the third. And now it's just like, all right, it's just execute.
All of 2018 trying to explain this is consent. Now
exactly.
You know what consent
exactly. Now it's just execution. Just
just be.
This is happening. It's not gonna happen.
Just being more mindful.
It needs to happen.
Hold up. Something just crossed my mind. We can get back to that. I'm sorry to cut y'all off. No. Did y'all see that we won't be getting our tax returns?
Yes. Oh, sorry. You need to keep up. Read what it says right now.
Oh,
we get them though now, right?
I just said read what it says right now.
that we won't be getting it. I read that last on the Shade Room.
Notification.
That's the last thing I saw.
Nah, the House passed the bill to open up the government again.
Without having without to build a stupid wall.
Wait, so I get my tax money, yeah, right?
Did okay. People really think that wall was going
to happen. Yo, I need that. I'm trying to do... I was going to do Coachella. Thing, I was going to do Coachella, but nah.
Yo, Coachella's
the lineup is weak this year. I refuse to go.
What?
The lineup is weak.
What's the lineup?
Ariana Grande.
Drive. Oh yeah, I seen that.
We're not about to pull up.
Ariana, I'm sorry for saying your name.
She got no.
She got hits. Like, thank you. Next was a real
only
one.
Who else
is up there?
Billie Eilish is on it.
Idris Elba.
Billie Eilish.
Never heard of it.
Niggas want like they act like they don't listen to Billie Eilish.
Never heard of it.
Sir, please. Billie Eilish. Sorry.
Yeah, you said Billie.
Still don't know.
My guy,
he got one song I
but
like.
But who else besides him?
Anderson .Paak is on there.
I don't know who that is.
Never.
I know who he is, but I listen to his music.
Yeah.
Well,
last year they had Daniel Caesar. Can we talk facts for a second?
All right.
They had Beyonce. The can I speak to the people the over here?
Heard you, preacher.
Now, last what? Year.
Yo, you gonna be in church tomorrow, Marcus?
Can what I get a dead ass?
you backslided, Marcus? You backslided, nigga?
I was in church, actually. I was in church.
When?
Saturday. The summer of May 2015.
I was in church on Saturday.
I can't.
Heard you, Deacon.
I was in church.
The youth needs you.
The last Saturday of the year, and I had to show face for
you.
All the
show
good
face.
Stuff.
You may as well have stayed home. That's what you're going for.
Oh, my goodness. I meant to the Most High, not show face to the people, to the Most High.
The Most High,
like,
see you everywhere you go. Let's talk about it.
But I want him to see me at his house. Give him thanks.
Well, I made it.
Amen. Yo, I walked in the door, I looked
and then
up.
Pop up.
So you ain't, up, see me, you ain't seen me in the corner? I was there.
Mark, it's not like you just trying to get participation credit here, dog.
Yay.
What you think about the Travis Scott performing at the halftime Super Bowl show?
Cool.
Yeah, bro, I don't get that.
Cool,
don't get that. Unless you come out straight Black Lives Matter, like, gear, like.
But then what does that do? Trying to prove that, you know,
you're not a
guy. Kaepernick still won't have a job at the end of the day. Like, huh? Kaepernick still won't have a job at the end
yeah,
of the day.
Yeah, like, what?
That's not even. I don't even think Kaepernick.
But that, what is not performing? My question is, what is not performing?
It shows unity, bro.
Unity?
We have tried so long to be. We couldn't even be unified for clothing, bro. 21, H&M. We couldn't even stop with that. You feel me? Like.
I'm sorry. I personally apologize for that. No, I
you feel me? So I just need one thing where black people are unified on. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Jay-Z
yeah,
said
a lot of people
Jay-Z
yeah,
said
a lot
he
of
ain't
people
doing it. Beyonce said she ain't doing it. Then Cardi B said she ain't doing it.
Even white artists.
Yeah, even white artists were like, yo, I'm not jacking that. You feel me? So for Travis to do it, unless he really come out like capping it geared up, like, you feel me? Like, then I
he's
see
not
no
gonna
point.
Do that.
I don't
he's
see
gonna
no point.
Like,
that's
he's
a
not
good
gonna touch the stage. He will never get out there like that.
And that'd be the best
it's
part.
Not
that'd be the best part because he don't need to be on that stage, bro.
I think it's gonna happen.
Yo, imagine he come out with shoulder pads,
he's
football pants, Kaepernick jersey, stargaze, jumping around,
sicko mode,
roller coaster, all that.
Yeah. I love Travis though, but that nigga need to. I don't know what's good with him, son.
I mean, but it'll be a good stance for our people, but the show must go on. So
let it go on with them, though, not with us.
Them being,
y'all know who I'm talking about. Yeah, don't try to
no,
isolate
no,
me.
No.
The oppressors. You feel me?
Oppressors being some
being leak owners. Being leak owners. You feel me? What happened?
No, it's back.
Oh, okay.
All right, back. Yo, sit back. Yo, hello. I can't even hear myself.
I can
hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah, bro.
On your mic? On your headphone?
Yeah.
All right, boom.
All right, boom.
Him? And you too. Y'all have a certain preference when y'all date. I peep, but I don't say too much.
I beg your pardon?
That's a lie.
Okay.
I date one white girl, and everybody thinks I'm
okay.
into white girls.
Sit back.
I never did a white girl. Okay. I never did a white girl.
Okay. I did a white
listen
girl.
Listen to this, before. Right? Me and Glass, we go to the same school right now. Right?
So this is what we're doing, Marcus?
Say, you gotta go back and call with me, bro.
Excuse me, let me fess you. Right?
First time.
It be parties that are thrown by our people, black people.
Mm.
But Glass never wants to go there. He'd be like, oh, you know how they get. Like,
I know how they get.
Oh, Lord, Glass.
First of all, Marcus is one of the theys because he causes a problem at these establishments.
Facts. I agree with you.
I believe you.
No, Marcus is a wild child.
He's different. I'm scared to go out with him now.
Wait,
I think twice, bro. I think twice.
Again,
he's crazy.
I would speak to me being a deacon in my church. As I was saying.
Yo, you're not getting any offering out of me, though.
As I was saying. Glass is like, yo, I don't want to. You know how they get, bro. Yo, oh, they're gonna, so you know dramatic. You know they're gonna fight after this. It's just like,
no, he's talking about you, bro. That's like, I'm not going with you. No, you know how you get.
This is supposed to be fessing Glass.
By all means,
okay. Turn the fessing. I hope you give me a chance to defend myself after this.
He's like, oh, I don't want to go there. They're gonna start acting crazy. I'm like, bro, what do you mean? Where do you want to go? We end up at the bar, fist pumping, glow sticks in his hand.
Oh my god!
I don't fist
literally pump. Strobe lights.
Crazy. I was there.
Y'all watch my story. Well, that y'all got me on Instagram now. Y'all watch my stories. Strobe lights. He has glow. He puts glow sticks. It's genius, though. I'm not even gonna lie. He puts glow sticks like in his headband. Mm-hmm. So he goes out, all the drunk Caucasian girls. It's like, oh my god, are those glow sticks? Can I get one? He'd be like, what's 2 + 2? She'd be like, 5. He'd be like, can't get one. And her friend would be like, 4. He'd be like, here you go. You know what I mean? And he's getting Snapchats. It's genius, I'm not gonna lie. Mm. But still, why not do that with our people? Why not give glow sticks to our black people, Glass?
Black and Spanish people are not going to respond to that.
Are we not worthy? What as black people, are we not
I'm leaving this
deserving? Are we not worthy of the glow sticks?
Glow sticks, yeah.
The black events are normally thrown in a house. One.
Okay. But it's us.
Can you wait? Okay, a house party has dramatically less space. And it is hot.
Hot. Sweating.
And the house is in Oswego. I'm kind of a tall guy, so I have to duck a lot. I don't appreciate that. And also, I get free entry for 3 bars. And I get free drinks at 1 bar. Oh. While so,
same
yeah.
here, I get the same thing, but I still rather
but you
be...
bully your way in, sir.
But what you do?
We know.
Against their will. Against their will. It's like, literally, Marcus Schultz at the house party said, hey, so I'm not paying. If you want me to pay, I'm shutting the whole party down.
No, literally.
Okay. He said, if you want me to pay, I'll beat everybody up in here. There's no party for anybody.
That happened
that
you once.
You are supporting these black people. That happened. Into our party for
no.
Free?
Yeah, no. Support black businesses, big
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. You want to expose people, huh?
Wow.
Yeah,
you
see?
Know. You're not paying for entry.
I feel like I don't have to pay.
You run a corrupt church.
You run a corrupt church. Yo, let me tell you why I feel like I don't have to pay for these house parties. Boom. Right? Everybody invests in themselves in different ways, right? Me. And shout out to everybody who listened to this podcast. I'm nothing without your listens and your downloads. But I built a platform for myself.
This Marcus,
now, I'm not about to pay you $10 to party in your living room. I'm sorry.
$10? What are y'all
doing? No, they'll pay $10. It'd be like $3.
Oh God, no.
It'd be $3.
I'm not about to pay you.
See how niggas be lying?
And I'll be right, boom. Nah, I can agree.
So he doesn't want to party in the living room. So then he wonders why I don't want to go to a house party.
I don't want to pay $10 to go to a house party.
I'm bringing me. I walk into the party.
You're coming empty-handed and you don't want to.
But I'm bringing a vibe that's unmatched.
Marcus, you bring a negative vibe with you, man. Anybody look at you cross-eyed, man, you just want to drop kick him.
What happened when that guy stepped on your sneaker?
All right, we're not going to fess up Marcus.
What happened when that guy stepped on your sneaker?
Well, if somebody would tap one of his friends, he would still get riled up.
Bro, don't I walk that. In the party with him. They looking at me. They like, yeah, he with him. I'm like, like come on, bro. I just want to party Marcus. Too.
Okay. How did this get flipped on you like that?
Right.
I don't know.
And also, house parties get shut down by the police a lot, too.
Yeah, in like 30 minutes.
Yeah. I wonder why. Doesn't take away from the fact that Glass doesn't want to spend time with our people.
I do.
No, you like, don't.
They have...
Do you go to white people's house parties?
They have like mixers.
And he goes to them.
But they go. It's
I saw
early.
Him at a mixer, a fraternity mixer.
It wasn't a fraternity. You talking about Colton's rugby house?
How did you see him there?
Not fraternity.
I went. I can go to those things because I'm equally invested in my black people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I go to both.
So back to the important topics here.
Because this guy always be at the bars with me. Asking me for glow sticks to hand out.
I did that once and I was really out of this.
I ain't wanna have to do this, but I got footage of Marcus.
Oh.
Exclusive. I have footage of Marcus with glow sticks and 3 Caucasian females. Oof. So.
I also have a video of
women, Caucasian women. Not, okay.
Wait, are you on and off right now? I don't want to, you know.
That's what you gotta ask. You on and off, bro?
I don't give it too much.
Let me know. I'm glad you guys are having fun.
You know, it's hard catching keeping up. You on and off.
This is roast today.
Yeah, I feel like for me, I can have fun if I'm equally invested in the Black community.
I just want the Black community to unify. That's all I need for 2019. Can we just get solidified on one?
What do you expect us to do to have that unity, though? I mean, we could have as many groups, we could have as many programs, but if we don't all...
That's what I'm saying. I think everybody needs to stick together on it, though. Travis Scott, yeah, exactly. He does not need to be on stage with Maroon 5.
You think that's a big move, like, Black...
Yeah, bro.
Yes. Unity.
That's a good turning point. Like, if Travis Scott be like, nah, I'm not performing there, then
I feel like we could do it without Travis Scott, honestly.
Yeah.
I want all Black people, bro. I don't want just like selective. You be like, I'm.
Because he's not really. Come on, he's.
I need Kanye to get help. You feel me?
I'm leaving Kanye. No, I'm leaving Kanye.
I can't
alone.
Leave him. So I'm leaving him alone. I can't leave a Black man behind, bro. It's not. No, Robert Kelly does have to go to jail, though. That nigga has to go.
Nigga said Roberto.
Kanye left us when he made that comment.
Kanye needs medical help, so we're gonna. Right,
I mean, he sides with Trump, though. Like.
Okay, can I say? All right,
medical, clearly, medical help.
All right, can I say something?
He's still gonna be Trump
supporter. I agree with no Black man left behind thing and the big together unity, but there's still some people out there who just like lost. For example, and this is the only thing I'll speak to of me being close to violent. One night we was walking, me and my boys were walking, and it's a group of white guys. They're conversing. They're talking about Trump and Kanye when Kanye first said slavery is a choice. It's one Black guy in the group. You know that one Black guy?
That one token?
Yeah. The one special one. He's there like, oh, blah. So I'm not going to lie. I was drunk. I stopped.
Noticeably.
I stopped and I was like, hold up. So my friends kept walking. I'm hearing them talk. So I'm like, and you feel me? I probably went about it the wrong way. I was like, if you were Trump... Or you agree with Kanye? Let me know now so I could beat you up. I was talking to
house parties with.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but none of the white guys said anything. The only guy that said something was the Black guy. Like, I agree with Trump and Kanye. What are you gonna do about it? So I was like,
don't incriminate yourself on this podcast, please.
No. He didn't do anything violent. He just said, I need these prescription lenses.
The guy who said he had glasses on. So I took his glasses off his face. I was like, now you gotta fight me back for this, right? And then it was like a whole ruckus and people screaming. But I felt like I made a big move for the culture. You see what I'm saying?
I'll take that.
That was a really big move because
they need to know, bro. They need to know. We're not scared of them.
He took that and just so happened. Oh, shut your mouth, Glass. Glass was the one who took the glasses out of my hand and gave it back to the young man.
Because he didn't want you to get in trouble.
Right.
Smart move.
I'm looking out for your best interest, Marcus.
It was a good advance.
Those are not even your prescription, Marcus. What are you going to do with that? You going to read the Bible up there, man?
It's the principle, like, you're not going to tell me, like, feel me? I mean, now that I'm sober, I see everybody entitled to their own opinion. But then it was like...
I think it's important to understand, though. Sorry to cut you off, bro. I think it's understand that politics is a very important, like, part of your ideologies. So if you disagree on politics, chances are I disagree with you.
On life. Well,
yeah, basically, you feel me? Because if you're supporting someone who is anti-life of my people, you feel me? Then we have nothing to talk about. And maybe I should knock you out, but...
And take your glasses.
You feel me?
We want peace for 2018.
Those are hell to get back, man.
I ain't say nothing about peace. I said unity. I ain't say peace.
So let's go around. What are some things you guys want to do or looking forward to or want to plan out for yourself going into 2019?
2019, I got to save up at least 30K. Got to save my money. Got to get up on everything. I'm starting my YouTube channel. I'm starting to go back to school. So I just got to get on myself. So that's
amen. Amen. Brianna?
Last year I put out my first music video.
What's the name of it?
Okay, can we snap?
What's the name of it?
Can we snap into the mic?
All right, not that loud.
So for this year, I want to keep that going.
Oh, you sing?
Down consistent. Am I sick?
Sing.
You sing?
Yeah.
Let me hear some.
What
do you want me to sing?
No.
The national anthem.
Sing something.
Don't let him put you on the spot like that.
Nah. I'm playing. Glass, what are you?
I'm not even gonna lie,
Brianna, they listen to this in London, so I just had to get that out there. Shout out London.
Shout out to all the fans, man.
Nigeria, ooh. Yeah. Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska.
Yo, Omaha.
Yeah.
You didn't see my post?
Nah, bro, you post a lot.
They tuning in.
Omaha, Nebraska.
They tuned in.
I never been in Omaha, Nebraska, but my voice is there.
Nah, I want to hear something though. What's the name of the song you put out?
It's True.
Let me hear
something.
You want to hear that?
Yeah, sure.
Let me hear a little True.
Short and sweet.
Baby, I want to try to tell you how much you mean to me. I can't describe, I can't deny the things you do. They got me so in love.
Yeah. I have a proposal for you. I have a proposal for you.
That was beautiful.
How about you dedicate that voice to the Lord?
Hey. Is there a position opening at your church, Deacon?
Oh, wow. For real? Yeah. I didn't know you was on Team Most High.
Team Most High.
Boom. All praise to the Most High. Let's go. Glass.
One thing I like to do, I like to eat better. My eating habits are dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
Fat boy gang.
You mean?
Yo, dreadful. I start a social media internship in about 2 weeks for 12 Up Sports.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it.
And I plan on starting my own sports blog. So I'm trying to be consistent.
Valid,
with that.
Bro.
Let's get
so
that.
Sorry. G.
Oh shoot! I've been posting on Instagram since I've been here.
Yikes. So, just trying to make bigger moves for the artists that I work for and stuff. Putting myself out there more. I work for a couple artists and I have a habit of hiding behind them. So just doing more for myself. 2018, I did way too much traveling. So I plan to put myself on vocal rest for as long as I can, probably like 3 months or so. And just focus more on my business. So, yeah.
Sure. Plessy.
I just want to get my life together.
Retweet. Yeah. Lord knows you need.
Like, you know?
Lord knows you need.
I'm together. All praise to the Most High.
Just pray more, budget more, take care of my family as much as I can, you know, value my friends. Just be more thankful, you know, more grateful, more patient. Lord, please give me more patience. And just guide me. I just want more guidance, you know, to be the man that my grandma always wanted me to be. So, yeah. More life.
More life.
Yes. The Raven.
Yes. So, what I want to do moving forward is kind of like I'm on the same type of time as you. You know, like, got to work on myself, work on putting myself first above others. Because, you know, you can't really take care of nobody if you're not taking care of yourself first.
For a fact.
You know, just get money, start, maybe go back to school, I think is what I'm going to do. Because, you know, I'm not in a bad place anymore. I'm in a good place now.
Amen.
I'm motivated again. I'm going to start getting back to work. And hopefully you'll see me on TV soon.
Retweet. Somebody take a picture. I was next to her. Retweet. I was next to her.
Retweet.
I'm gonna just start manifesting shit for myself.
As you should.
Drop your Insta.
A word is that everybody hates Raven.
Follow
me, bitches.
I see.
What's the name of it? That's a Raven.
Yes, that's a Raven. Well, for me, basically, I'm just gonna keep on my grind, keep DJing, just get doing these parties, you know, the regular parties, without, you know, with Travis Scott and shit.
No, the regular
stuff, nothing big. Nah, but, just keep doing.
Maybe you could come and, like, pass out glow sticks at your...
Oh, facts. Hey. Yo, if you ever need it, I'll be like, yo.
Extra glow stick handle out
there. I hear this shit one more time.
I got a stash, man.
facts, nah. But, like, I'll just, you know, DJ, do my artwork, you know, do videos whenever I can. But I'm in school and shit. So just work on my grind, make money, save as much as I can. Anybody else?
Oh, drop your Instagram, bro.
Oh, it's that ok.naf, two lives at the end.
Copy.
We got some guests. I want to hear what y'all plans is for 2019. Your name, please.
My name's Aaliyah, and pretty much for 2019, I'm just trying to take advantage of the opportunities that are coming my way.
Amen.
And just, you know, focus on self as well. Try to, just pretty much that,
All right.
Go ahead. She's shining the corner. Go ahead, girl. You're going to be talking on this mic.
Come on. This is part of history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is going to be one of the biggest podcasts in the world.
One of them. Yeah.
Sorry. I knew that was plugged out. My name's Dev. And this year, I just want to focus on believing in myself, making more work, and just, like, thinking positively. Because I've, like, realized that apparently I'm not an optimistic person or a realist either. I'm just straight up pessimistic, just straight up.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm trying to work on that and just create and produce.
Produce what, though? Like, when you say work, what do you mean by work?
Kind of paint and draw.
Don't downplay it. What are you doing?
Right?
You
paint. So, right? There's nothing out.
That's fine. Sometimes, you know, but you still have the artwork ready. You feel me? You still getting your job done. That's good. All the artists
painting?
In the world.
Painting, drawing.
That's good.
Listen, I want to
work on my.
Go ahead.
I want to work on my poetry too.
Okay.
Yeah. I does that too. You feel me?
Bring them ladies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna end it off. 2019. I just want it to be a continuation of 2018 for me personally, because my little sister, she's in her school, telling people that her brother's famous. And I don't know. She's doing that. So, feel me? And she's telling my mom's boss. So, everybody should get a chance when she's telling that. So, I can't disappoint. You
That's
know what I'm saying?
That's not cute.
Type thing. So, I can't disappoint. And I just want to, feel me, keep doing. I got a lot of visions for this and what we got going on here. Feel me? We built, you know, me personally, y'all know me. I was moving crazy. I made a lot of people cry. And broke a lot of hearts in this lifetime for me. So I'm just glad that I get to come on here and do the opposite of that for thousands of people across the world now. Yeah, I had to throw that out there. Across the world now, and feel me? Just want to keep moving forward, keeping the Most High first, and get my relationship with God back on track. Stop drinking the devil. What they call it?
The devil juice?
Yes, the devil's juice. Teleport.
Stop drinking that? All 2019, Deacon? You stop drinking that?
I messed up already.
But yeah, I just want to keep moving forward, keep improving, keep creating opportunities for me and the dogs, them, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, shout out to all the fans that stayed loyal to us, you know.
Exactly.
It's been a long time since we dropped anything. All the people that hit us up, like, waiting for us. All the males and females that was going through something that, you know, gave us their time to share their stories. We appreciate that as well. You know, we here for y'all, you know. We here for the youth as well. We want this platform to help a lot of youth in this world.
Listen, I don't know who needs to hear this, but this is how we're going to end it off. If you got to be selfish this year, my nigga, be selfish. You feel me? Right, if they don't fuck with you because you're doing what's best for you, then they don't need to be in your life, my nigga. You feel
Retweet.
Me?
Retweet.
So, that was so many toxic people.
So if you need to be selfish this year, by all means, do what you got to do for you, period.
So, yeah, man. Snap into the microphone, y'all. Thank you. All right, boom.
See y'all next time, you're
like, we always kick it off. Y'all know how we rocking. Yo, every single Thursday, we trying to drop an episode. This one is a little late. We're going to be trying to drop one every other Thursday. I said single. Every other Thursday, we're going to be doing the WCWs on our page now. Questions of the day. All that good stuff. We're going to be real consistent with y'all this year. No more foolishness. Exactly. No more six episodes for y'all to just.
Those are classics, though. Let's not get it twisted. Classics. Tune in.
But I appreciate every single one of y'all. Subscribe. Leave that 5-star rating. All that good stuff. If you tuned in and you like what you heard today, tune in to like it some more. If you tune in and you hate what you heard today, tune in to hate it some more.
More life.
Desire some shit today. You heard a lot of shit today, man. So everybody say goodbye. It's Marcus7, Marcus7 _ add the podcast page. I heard some shit today on Instagram.
Facts.
Y'all go
it's
ahead.
Q, we already know we're closing out, so thank you for enjoying the episode. Hope you share it. You feel me? You already know the vibes.
King Plushy _ man.
Later.
Later. Appreciate y'all.
Bye.
Peace.
Yeah.